We continue our reading of the book of Romans. Today we come to Romans chapter 5, and we'll read from verse 12 to 21. You'll find it on page 1198 if you're using the Pew Bible. Paul is making the transition now from his teaching on the doctrine of justification, how sinners are accepted as righteous in God's sight, to what's going to follow the doctrine of sanctification, and he's going to bring them together, and he does so in an interesting way by giving one of the most potent passages in all the Bible on covenant theology. In fact, this is one of those passages, there's many in Romans, that will change the way you view everything. Martin Luther summarized it this way. He says that God is saying that there's only two men, really, in history who have ultimately mattered: Adam, our first father, and the Lord Jesus Christ, because God appointed those two to be covenant heads to represent their people. And sure enough, Jesus is called the second Adam in Scripture, and here Adam is called a type of the one who was to come. And Luther says what's happening is that all humanity is hanging, as it were, from the belt either of Adam or of the Lord Jesus. And the meaning is, and this is what the Bible teaches here, that our state before God, our status before God, our spiritual destiny is determined by the covenant headship of the one to whom we are joined, either Adam or the Lord Jesus Christ. And he explains here, the reason there's death in the world is because mankind is joined to Adam, and Adam failed the covenant of works. The penalty of the covenant of works was death. And he makes the argument, why were people dying between Adam and Moses? You know, the Ten Commandments didn't come until Moses. All those laws saying people should die, that was Moses. Why do they die beforehand? Because they're hanging from the belt of Adam. They're covenantally joined. They have union with Adam. His success or failure was on their behalf. It was representational. That's very bad news. That's why death has reigned, he says. But then he tells the good news, that God in his grace appointed his own son, the Lord Jesus, to be our head under the covenant of grace. And we use the expression that through faith we have union with Christ. What does that mean? That he becomes our covenantal head. And we're taken off the belt of Adam in his condemnation. We're hooked onto Christ, as it were. And we receive principally two benefits. Paul talks about them here. First of all, justification. And he's going to say here, verse 18, therefore, as one trespass led to condemnation for all men, so one act of righteousness leads to justification and life for all men. He's talking about the imputation of the righteousness of Christ. How can a sinner be justified? Well, by Christ washing away the guilt of their sin, but that's not sufficient. Christ earned righteousness, the merit of his obedience. That righteousness that he earned is credited to us, and we are justly declared righteous. We are justified in God's sight, and the result is life. Through union with Christ, he becomes our covenant head. We're taken off of Adam, out of condemnation, out of death and misery. We're placed onto Christ. What do we gain through union with Christ? Justification and sanctification. His righteousness is imputed to us. And Paul says, and therefore for life. Oh, what a great God we have. Let's have these things in mind as we listen to God's word, beginning at verse 12. Listen to God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word. Therefore, just as sin came into the world through one man, and death through sin, and so death spread to all men because all sinned. For indeed, sin was in the world before the law was given, but sin is not counted where there is no law. Yet death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over those whose sinning was not like the transgression of Adam, who was a type of the one who was to come. But the free gift is not like the trespass. For if many died through one man's trespass, much more have the grace of God and the free gift by the grace of that one man, Jesus Christ, abounded for many. And the free gift is not like the result of that one man's sin. For the judgment following one trespass brought condemnation. But the free gift following many trespasses brought justification. For if because of one man's trespass, death reigned through that one man, much more will those who receive the abundance of grace and the free gift of righteousness reign in life through the one man, Jesus Christ. Therefore, as one trespass led to condemnation for all men, so one act of righteousness leads to justification and life for all men. For as by one man's disobedience the many were made sinners, so by the one man's obedience the many will be made righteous. Now the law came in to increase the trespass, but where sin increased, grace abounded all the more, so that as sin reigned in death, grace also might reign through righteousness, leading to eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. The grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of our God abides forever. Amen.